The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm hello from Redwood City here at the Insight Meditation Center. And the imagination that is wonderful that thinks of so many of you spread out across the continent and the globe, getting ready to for this meditation, and kind of a gathering together of a community of meditators, as much as gathering together our bodies and minds to be here, and to be here in the company of others meditating. And I think it's important to appreciate that one way or the other, we don't meditate alone, that we're finding our way as a community, as society, in all kinds of ways that exists. So yesterday, these weeks, I've been offering these single words that maybe for some of you might be interesting to keep in reserve for your practice, both on the cushion and meditating and also in daily life. And, I started off with the word now. And it can be a powerful word if it helps place you in the now, in the present moment, in a way that is supportive and helpful and attentive to what's here. And then the Tuesday was the word here. Wednesday was the word yes. It's a very, it's a positive word. And to be able to associate the practice of mindfulness with this positivity of yes sometimes really helps us to settle in here. And today I'd like to introduce the word no. And maybe not a popular word, but it can be a very wise word that not be said with aversion or hostility of any kind, or a kind of not even very careful, it's not a kind of dismissal of something. But in meditation, we can say no to habits of mind that we know all too well don't serve us, are not helpful, that we know is to our detriment. Or we say no gently, kindly, in a sense of not now, this is not the time, to trains of thoughts and thinking which are not to the point what we're doing when we're doing this precious work of settling in here to develop clear presence in the present moment. So we can say no. And it's that clarity of no. It's different than the positivity of yes. Yes is kind of an opening and an allowing almost. But a no, there's a clarity to it. Not this, no. And then there's all kinds of underlying beliefs that go underneath, assumptions that go along underneath our way we operate, the way we think, the way that we act and motivate us. And one of those is all kinds of ideations of me, myself, and mine. Ideas of self, I need to do this, I need to do that. Desires that we have, and beliefs that desires are important. And they are, all these things have value. But when we meditate, sometimes it's appropriate to gently, lovingly say, no, this is not the time, no, not this, not this, not this. This is not what to get caught in. This is not what to get concerned with. Not this. And sometimes when something occurs in meditation and we start focusing on it, sometimes it's not present moment awareness we bring to it, but rather it begins to be retrospective thinking, analysis, discussing it to ourselves. And then we kind of lose the thread of the present moment. And so just know. So if you'd like on this this meditation today, you might experiment with a clear statement of just no to certain things that take you away from the present moment, certain things that get you entangled with the present moment, ways, habits of mind which are not useful. And it's kind of like mind sometimes is like a two-year-old child that is going to push against the boundaries, push against the limits to find out where it's safe, where the boundaries are. And sometimes a clear no to a two-year-old will actually settle them. They'll get you clear because now they know where safety is. They know what's allowed. And there's kind of a clarity there. So sometimes for the mind, too, it needs to hear the no. It needs to hear not this. So that's my suggestion for today. So so please take a meditation posture that is suitable for you. And it could be many different types. And I like to think of the principle of a posture is that one that is comfortable for a period of time, but also alert, that promotes alertness. And of course, much of the alertness is coming from the mind. So almost any posture might work. And then to soften the gaze of your eyes. If you're looking at your monitor as I speak, you might continue, but just soften the gaze, maybe even slightly out of focus if it's a relaxed thing to do. And maybe even then taking your gaze and pointing it down 45 degrees towards the floor, maybe. And maybe imagining that you're looking at a mountain far in the distance, or and just kind of relax and soften the gaze, letting the eyes rest in their sockets. And if it's comfortable for you, you can also close your eyes. And then to gently, carefully, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, to relax and settle in to this body. Relax and settle in to where you feel some stability or safety or well-being in your being, in your body, in your heart. And letting your breathing return to normal. And continue, maybe for the next three breaths, to relax your body, face, shoulders, belly. Maybe for the next three breaths, maybe if it's possible to relax the mind, calming your thinking, releasing any pressure or tension to think, and to settle into the body's experience of breathing. maybe as if the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out are like the gentle waves out on the ocean in which you gently are floating up and down on, lifted on the inhale, gently lowered on the exhale, and feeling the rhythms, breathing in and breathing out, as if it's a rhythm that can allow you to relax and feel comforted or feel safe. Settling into your breathing. And if there's anything that takes you away from your breathing, thoughts, maybe even feelings, if it seems appropriate, you can gently, clearly say, no, not that, no, and continue with your breathing. But if it doesn't make it go away or stop, then maybe make it the object of mindfulness. And it isn't so much you're saying no to whatever it is that's happening. You're saying no to your involvement with it, your concern with it, so that your concern can remain your breathing. The rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. If you are thinking more than you're meditating, say no to thinking. Remind your mind, not now, no. And always, when you need to, begin again with your meditation. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to take a few moments to see if there's any ways that you have benefited from this sitting. Even if you're restless or it's been challenging, there are the ways that you are a little bit more attentive or connected to yourself. Are you a little calmer than you were before? Did you learn something about the value of no? That might help you better to say yes to mindfulness, to being present. There is a no. That is a no to what takes us away from our own goodness, our own well-being, our own care and goodwill. And at the end of the meditation, reflecting a little bit about how we might have benefited, or maybe having confidence that even if we don't see the direct benefits, there are unknown benefits from doing this practice. And whether the benefits are known or unknown, in the last minutes of the meditation, to dedicate them to the welfare and happiness of others. Somehow imagine that they spread from you out into the world. And somehow or other, direct and indirect channels of contact with others, the benefit of this meditation practice, may it be that it spreads out across the lands and seas to touch all beings, so that they benefit as well. May the people in Afghanistan benefit from our meditation, maybe by increasing our capacity to care and to be inspired to improve the lives of people there, or maybe the peoples we can support and help much closer. May our care extend to the people of Haiti. There's so much struggles, in some ways, maybe people who feel forgotten by the rest of the world. May we not forget them. May we care for them, and may they receive the benefits of our practice. Places in the world where their COVID is rampant, still difficult in India and Indonesia and Thailand and many places. May they be held in our sphere of goodwill, and that we wish that our practice benefits them as well. And more locally to here in California, the many people who've been impacted by all the fires here. Lost their homes, their communities. May it be that our practice here is for the welfare and happiness of all beings, including ourselves, and as we benefit, may it benefit others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.